Road teams are winning in the second round of the AJHL playoff, at least involving the series between the Spruce Grove Saints and the Sherwood Park Crusaders. Saints had games 1 and 2 at home. Sherwood Park won both of those. Last night was game 3 in the park, and the Saints come away with a 3-2 victory. They'll take tonight off. They will go back at it tomorrow night. Head coach of the Crusaders, Tim Fraggle, joins us. Tim, I guess in a sense, because you're the road team, if it's going to be a road series, you're happy because you have more road games. But ultimately, you want to win at home. It's very tight, and I don't know if home ice really makes a difference ultimately other than having last change for you. But why do you think so far it hasn't impacted the games?
You know, I got to be honest, the margin for error on both sides, you know, fortunate bounces in game one and in game two for us and victories. And last night I thought they had a couple bounces that went their way. I don't think that the road team, you know, has been better, I guess, so to speak. I just think that it's been a bounce here or there that's went for the road team so far.
So far, the power plays are dominating in this series for both teams. Tim, let's start with your power play. What are you liking about it so far?
I mean, you think at this time of year it's usually the opposite. The PK is a lot stronger. But for whatever reason, this series has taken a unique twist where their power play has been dynamite and ours has been pretty good as well. But, you know, what we've liked on our power play is that we're getting ourselves into the spots and we're making simple plays. And a lot of the power play goals we're generating are starting at the top, and they're getting through that first layer of blockers, and there's a net front scramble, and you know, we're cashing in on second opportunities.
The Saints are 6-for-15 in this series so far. All six of their goals have come on the power play, Tim. What do you guys got to shore up on your penalty kill?
Well, I guess firstly, I felt last night we took some penalties that were really needless. So number one, we got to stay out of the box, because I think, you know, the numbers don't lie. Exactly like you said, they scored all their goals on the power play, 5-on-5, we've carried the possession game, I would say, not necessarily scoring chance game, but so number one, being disciplined. And on the kill, we got to do a better job of blocking shots. That's one thing we did very well in round one. We got ourselves into shooting lanes, and guys were paying the price. And last night, I felt all three power play goals they scored easily could have been prevented with good fronting of the puck and really sacrificing your body blocking the shot.
Tim Fraggle joins us. This time of year, Tim, you know, you played yesterday. You guys have played 3 and 4. You're obviously not going to have a practice, I would assume, today. Are you having a practice? And if so, is it very light? Like, what's your philosophy on taking time off between games at this time of year?
Yeah, we did have an hour of ice today. We only used 20 minutes, and, you know, it wasn't our traditional, you know, high-paced practice. We got on and tweaked a few things in terms of, you know, our neutral zone play and a couple things on our kill and then a few things on our power play. It was really brief today. And then a lot of the guys that, you know, maybe play a few or more minutes there, they kind of jump off and get some time to work with our trainer to get ready for tomorrow. And then most of our younger guys stayed out and worked on a little bit of skill work to stay fresh, to be ready. But absolutely, I can't agree more. You know, you need a good rest at this time of year. When we're harping with our guys, number one, you know, is what you're putting into your body is going to allow you to perform at the highest level. So we're really stressing, you know, nutrition and hydration. And then, you know, rest is obviously really, really important at this time of year. So we're trying to push that onto the players as well.
Tim, what do you think of the bye setup? Like, obviously the Saints were the top team in their division, so they got a bye. Seems like you guys maybe caught them off guard a little bit. They're sitting around for a week. You guys have been playing high-level games. Would you prefer, I guess, to be a team playing at a high level, or would you prefer the rest?
Well, you know, it's. I think most people would, at our level, they've always liked the bye just because it's always been in our league. Mm-hmm. They feel like it'll help you if you get out of round two and round three and four not having played in that first round.
Right.
But I think, as most coaches would say, I think, you know, you want to get going right away. I think sitting around for 11 days or whatever it was, they were off.
Yeah,
it's difficult, like you said, and we kind of jumped on them a little bit maybe in the first game.
Tim Fraggle, head coach of the Sherwood Park Crusaders, joins us. Tim, any lineup changes for tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, there may be a few tweaks on defense, but up front we're going to stay status quo.
And goaltending, same? You're obviously not switching goalies?
Yeah, no, Tommy Nixon's been good for us. He'll get the start again tomorrow.
A game time, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Shore Park Arena. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me on, guys.